We'll take a look at our Central Kentucky weather forecast right after this. Our Central Kentucky weather forecast tonight calls for variable cloudiness. There's a 30% chance of showers. Look for a low around 63. Tomorrow, a 20% chance of morning showers, then becoming partly sunny by afternoon with a high near 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, the low near 60. Then on Saturday, a 20% chance of showers, partly sunny skies, and a high of 75. Currently, the Kincaid Towers in downtown Lexington, we've got mostly clear skies, 81 degrees at the WVLK Weather Center. Stereo 59 WVLK. Reminding you, at 7 o'clock tonight, the Big Blue Line with Kaywood Ledford and UK Head Football Coach Jerry Claiborne. Yeah. Welcome your calls and comments on Big Blue Football. We'll have it here on your number one spot for sports. Stereo 59 WVLK. Stereo 59 WVLK. Karen and Richard Carpenter and Touch Me When We're Dancing. It's 6:31 here. This is Tom Casey with you on a Thursday evening in Central Kentucky. Stereo 59 WVLK. Eagles and Lion Eyes, 6:44. Stay tuned. Ursula Ellis is coming up next with Post Time.
Swing Till Dawn won Grade 1 stakes on both coasts. He won the Grade 1 Charles H. Strube at Santa Anita. He won the Grade 1 Widener at Hialeah. In the Strube, he defeated Wavering Monarch and Bates Motel. And he bested Lord Darnley and Rivalero to take the Widener. Swing Till Dawn earned over $353,000, and he's one of 60 stakes winners by Grade On the Second, one of the all-time leading money-winning sires and a leading sire of broodmare. Swing Till Dawn's dam, Swinging Lizzie, a daughter of the stakes winner and leading broodmare sire, the Axe the Second. Now, Swing Till Dawn's first foals are winning at two this year. He already has a stakes class two-year-old in his first crop. A handsome gray like his sire, Swing Till Dawn at Domino Stud. Breed to win at Domino Stud. Belmont Park today was raining and fast. Sunny Star in the first. $5.40, $3.260. Solo Sporting, $6.40 and $3.60. And Moon Critter ran third. And Moon Critter was coupled with the winner, Sunny Star. Second at Belmont, Sleeping Lion, $7, $4.20 and $3. Sayerette. $4.20, $3 in Premier Account, $3.80. The winner of two-year-old colt by Cox's Ridge, bred by Penfield Farm. Daily Double, a pair of ones, paid $19.60. Third at Belmont, Diddy Dash, $5, $4.20 and $3. I'm No Yankee ran second. He's coupled with Diddy Dash. And Don Eduardo ran third and paid $3.20. And the winner of five-year-old, a gelding. He's by Avatar, bred by the Flying Z Stables. In the fourth at Belmont, Jane's Kids, 45, 20, 16, 20, 10, 40, Devastated, 660, 420, and Truly Explosive, 340. Winner of a two-year-old of Philly, she's by Gnome's Gold, bred by John Franks. In the fifth, Gentle World, 2020, 820, 480, Bowl Mate, 420, 260, Magical Ren, third, 240. The winner bred by Valker Stud. In the sixth at Belmont, two in a row for Whistle Jacket, $5, $3.20 and $2.60. Amy Zone, $7.20, $5, and Effective Action, $6.60. Whistle Jacket, a three-year-old of gelding, but believe it, bred and owned by Milton Ritzenberg. In the seventh at Belmont, Unlike Anything, $23.20, $15, $10.40. Gone Cat, $6.80, $4. And Archtecton ran third, $5.40. The winner bred by Peter Blum. Eight, the Belmont Ski Fleet, 1848, 2640. Jack of Clubs, $7, $5.40. I'm Hopeful, $5.40. The night to Belmont, Allison's Dance, $34.60, $10, $4.80. Banking Hours, $5, $2.80. And Volcusness ran third, $2.80. The winner bred by Swettenham Stud and Partners. In weekend stakes, the Grade 1, $142,000 Mascot Stakes, was won by Northsider, a five-year-old mare by Topsider. Finishing second, Whizla. A four-year-old filly, she's by Danzy. On September 9 in France, the Prix d'Arenberg was won by Ravenella, a two-year-old filly, she's by Mr. Prospector. Topsider, Danzy and Mr. Prospector, among America's leading sires. And, of course, Mr. Prospector, the America's leading sire of 1987, stand at Claiborne Farm. Cloudy and sloppy at Hawthorne today. Try once more. $5.43, $23. Bruto Ma Rapido, $4.20, $2.80. Saverton ran third, $2.80. The winner of gilding by Coastal, a five-year-old, bred by Boamazon Farm. In the second at Hawthorne, Star Wink, $7.20, $4.63. Nomo Boogie, $4.43, $20. And Blue Creek Road ran third, $4.60. Winner's a two-year-old filly by Star Spangle, bred by Everett Lawrence. In the third at Hawthorne, Sultan's Shadow, $18, $685.60. Chief Real Foot, $360, $320. And Pop Jet ran third, $540. In the fourth, Candy Catch, $680, $340, $3. Chain Lightning, $380, $360. Cars for Winning, $540. Candy Catch, bred by Blaz Casares. In the fifth, it was Doc's House Call, $1320, $680, and $340. Honest Roy, $10, $6 in Stone Harbor, mate, $3.20. Six at Hawthorne Holiday Harry, $14.47, $44. Voluntary Action, $7, $4.60. Bashful Brave, $5.60. Seventh at Hawthorne, Gentle Vixen, $9.43, $40 and $2.60. Sharp Carlene, $3.240. Primrose Lane, Ren Third, $2.60. Queen Marlene in the eighth, $9.65 and $3. Dream Puss, $10.66. And Yukon Dolly, Ren Third, $3.20. The winner bred by Lily F. Webb. Ninth at Hawthorne, Funny Tunes, $9.46, $40 and $2.40. B.J. Bryan, $7.82, $40 and Electronic Type Run, third, $2.10. Only four colts in North American racing history have won as many as six consecutive graded stakes in 1 year. Affirmed, Foolish Pleasure, Spectacular Bid, Imp Society. Imp Society, in two seasons, won 11 stakes at distances from 6 furlongs to a mile and a quarter, won 8 graded stakes, he earned over $800,000. He's a grandson of the great Razor Native. He stands at Mr. and Mrs. Burton C. Jones, Airdrie Stud. The Airdrie Stimes, your key to racing profit. Cloudy and fast at Pimlico today. Centipede, 640, 380, and 320 to Little Ignite. 540, 380, and Calistray ran third, 340. In the second, Brilliant Delight, 1085, 20, and 280. Fluctuating, 760, 380, Optimistic Orin, 260. In the third at Pimlico, Baron Woodsboro, $11, 480, and 540. Architecture, $9, 960. Like I said, 1220. Fourth was won by Never Restless, $7.84, $63. Modest Friend, $8.25, $40, and Truly Brilliant, $4.20. In the fifth, the Pimlico, Trago, $18.40, $6.80, and $3.80. Apucci, $3.80, and $2.60, and American Prop, $3.40. Connie's Boy won the sixth at Pimlico, $37.40, $11, and $4.20. Vale and Crown, $8, $5.40. Huckle Finn ran 30, paid $4.20 to show. In the seventh, Everessence, $15.80, $6.60, and $6.40. Sports Career, $7.60, $4. And up San Juan Hill, $4.60. In the eighth, it was Biddle Street Pete, $7.40, $5, and $2.80. Sold to Star, $4.80, $3. And True Speculation, $4. Ninth at Pimlico, Spring Rollick, $16.80, $6.20, and $4.60. Joni's Princess, $4.280. And Bob's Bet ran third, $2.60. And in the tenth, it was Knuckle Under, $5.60, $3.40, $2.40. Island Siren, $5.60, $4. And Lima Bean ran third and paid $4.20. Saturday at Turfway, the $60,000 Fairway Fun Stakes was won by Hail a Cab, a 4-year-old filly sired by Hail the Pirates. Hail a Cab's one of 20 stakes horses sired by Hail the Pirates. Others include Wayward Lass, one of the Coaching Club American Oaks, the Mother Goose Stakes, champion 3-year-old filly of her year, and Miss Gris, champion filly at 2 and 3 in Europe. Sire the winners of nearly $5 million, including the 1987 Fairway Fun Stakes winner. Hail a Cab, Hail the Pirates, stands at Jonabell Farm. Cloudy and muddy at Thistle Downs. Wisely Intrepid, $7.60, $3.80, and $3. Chachi Theresa, $4.20, $3.60. Carrying Place, $7.60. In the second, J.D.'s Pleasure, $7.60, $4.20, $2.80. Miss Private Eye, $8, $3.60. And Big John's Game ran third, $5.40. Third at Thistle, DeWan's Nation, $3.60, $3, $2.40. Bold Prisoner, $4.20, $4.20. Beachwood Value, $6. In the fourth, Shadows and Lights, $7.20, $3.60, $3.80. Scotch Lilt, $7.40, $3.40. And Quipstepper, it is, Q-I-P, Quipstepper, $2.80. In the fifth at Thistle Downs, St. Armand's Key, $14.65, $4.60, Far Too Tough, $2.80, $2.60, and Mighty Vega, $6. Sixth was won by Analyst, $7.85, $2.80. Early Pressure, $17.80, $9.80. Costly Contract, $3.80. Analyst, bred by Hunley, Adger, and Biederhorn. In the seventh at Thistle Downs, Exclusive Courage, $11, $4.80 and $5.40. Bad News Baby, $3.80, $3.80. And St. Judge ran third, $7.20. The eighth went to Sally Keys, $17.40, $8.60, $3.80. Millie's Dream, $7.20, $3.00 and High Silky, $2.40. The ninth at Thistle Downs, Stellar Light, $12.40, $6.20, $6.80. Tawee Tawee, $5.80, $4.60. And Burbina ran third, $4.00. Saturday at the Meadowlands, the first division of the Grade 3 $80,000 Cliffhanger Handicap was won by Feligno, a 5-year-old horse sired by Foolish Pleasure. That same day at Calder, the second division of the $55,000 Turnberry Isle Stakes was won by Diamond Dandy, a 2-year-old, a colt sired by J.O. Tobin. Champion Foolish Pleasure, champion J.O. Tobin, sires of stakes winners at the Meadowlands and at Calder, Saturday, stand at Spendthrift Farm. Canterbury Downs Clear and Fast Latin Copy. Paid $6.80. Gray Nancy was second. Dakota Wren third. Second in Canterbury, Little Hutch, $10.20. Nifty Bid and My Kind. In the third of Canterbury was Looking Bay, $8.40. Man of Straw and Royal Blessing. That's all we have from Canterbury. May have the fourth before we go off. Call of the day was raining, the track was good. Dax Princess, $6.38320. Coquette Queen, $7.85. And Manhattan Melody paid $2.60. In the second at Calder, Flagler's Red, $5.320, $3.60. Pavel Reel, $6.620. And Mickey's Move, $6.80. The third was won by Stanley's Run, $3.22.42.10. Kathy Kaz, $12.340. Marty's Guilty, $2.60. That's $2.60. In the fourth, Valentine's Angel, $6.60, $3.80, $2.80. Super Banana, $3.83, and Smooth Operative, $3. In the fifth at Calder, Time Sharing, $11.65.60, $6.20. Donegal's Dancer, $5.44.60. Two-Bit Lover, $14.60. The sixth was won by Prospector's Jewel, $21.920 and $6.20. Lulu Dancer, $6.24.40. Michelle G. paid $4.80. In the seventh at Calder, He's Lord, $17.20, $6.40, and $5.80. 51 Joe, $13.60, $11.40. Mercer paid $10.40. The eighth at Calder was won by Miss Arcadia, $73.40, $17.40, $7.80. Royal Respect, $4.280. And Rhonda's Ring ran third, paid $2.80. The ninth, Tied and True, $4.60, $2.10, no show Betty. Lolly, Lucky Lolly ran second, actually ran first, disqualified and placed second. Lolly, Lucky Lolly paid $2.10, there was no show betting. And, well, wait a minute now, let me do this all over again. I said disqualified and it's not. Take another run at it, Ursel. They got it all messed up here, so it's not all my fault. I'm begging off here. Tied and True was the winner and paid $4.60, $2.10, no show betting. And then there was a dead heat to place between Lolly, Lucky Lolly, $2.10, and Chores at Dawn, $2.10. Got that straight finally. Cold Cheese, the 10th at Calder, paid $6.80, $4.320. Greek Runner, $3.80, $3.40. And Rockcliffe Ren, 30, paid $6.60. You'll find a complete line of quality products for your farm and training stable at the Kentucky Tack Shop. Just about everything you'll need from foaling to the winner's circle. There's a great selection of handcrafted tack, fast repair service, a fine selection of gifts for the horse lover in your family, and delivery and repair pickup on a twice-weekly basis, Tuesdays and Fridays, on orders of $25 or more. Stop in and visit. You'll find what you need at the Kentucky Tack Shop at the Kentucky Training Center on the Paris Pike. And it's about time to start ordering your halters for the broodmare sales. November sales. Here's the fourth at Canterbury just in. Swiss Northern paid $12. Silly was second. Trained Journal third. Louisiana Downs Clear and Fast. Sooty May, $26.40. Slew Ellen, Can of Roses. Jeannie Seen in the second. $30.40. Cozy Native and Pepe Susie in the third. Two Sauber, $6. Rosie's Flyer. Chop Chop Missy. The fourth at Louisiana. Texas Heat Wave, $6.20. Little Gutsy Lady. Ole Tom Solomon. In the fifth, it was Fringes of Time, $4.40. Finish Line Fail and Bakusa. Sweet United in the 6th, $4.80. Bold Dallas, Spence Maker, the 7th of Louisiana Downs, Evening Manners, $11. Marta Maley and Miss Bold LB. In the 8th, it was Tesoro Segura, $3.80. Braggadocio and Old Kelly Candy. The 9th went to Medieval Splendor, $33.40. No More Robbery and Grand Arrival. The 10th, Safe Up Above, $8.80. Flashy Socks and Shallow Red. Philadelphia, Cloudy and Fast, Alluring Amber, $4.60, Strikes Nice Twice, Enjoy Cyane. In the second, Dame Alberta, $27.60, Restless Monk and Smart Kitten. The third one to Loyal Pursuit, $18, Dr. Croy Zarsky. The fourth, Rosy Warning, $11.40, Charles Gal and Blazing Sally. Pay and Kisses won the fifth, $5.80, Cade Plume in one piece. In the sixth at Philly, All That Orange, $8.40, Knock a Mull and Punctuate. Chicot County in the seventh at $11, Lil's Halo and Get the Net. The eighth at Philly, Twice the Star, $20.60, Taylor Road, Real Forest. Ninth at Philadelphia, Broadway Jane, $8.60, Aloha Marge, Mary Helen. At Detroit, it was cloudy and sloppy today. In the first race, exclusively sweet, $28, Gangi, Divine Diplomat. In the second, Jenny Get Up, $24.20, Classy Word, and Princess Gaga. Honor Bill in the third, $19.80, Chief Waccamaw, You Is Who You Is. In the fourth, a dead heat between Far South, $15.80, and Wild Wolf, $7.40. Gallant Hungarian ran third. In the fifth, Debbie's Band, 320 Miss Money Lane in No Work Today. Crime Buster in the 6760, the Rigger Straight and Bold, the 7th Royal Glen, $27, Carrera's Dusty Majestic's Turk. In the 8th Simplistic's Date, 1020 Melf's Machine, Demolition. 9th at Detroit went to Wee Gordy, $4, Victorious Vic and Resourceful Bo. And the 10th at Detroit, Calico Express, $5.60, Flipping Cherokee was second, and Daylight Katie ran third. We're out of time. We're also out of results, so that's it for post time this evening.